Cam Newton on IR today. Obviously, that means his season is over. Where is Cam Newton starting in September 2020? And is he a starting quarterback at all in the NFL?
That is probably, that's really one of the great questions in the league right now, because I think everybody kind of thought that at some point this year, this Liz Frank injury would settle down and he would come back and play. Obviously, that's not the case. But I think the one thing that people are going to have to wonder and are going to have to ask about Cam Newton, you know, it's been a while since he's played great. Because remember, last year, from I would say probably October 15th on, he was affected most of last season by a shoulder injury that required surgery. And he told me in training camp, basically, I'm learning how to be a different kind of quarterback. Well, now he's got the foot injury, basically misses all of this year. So now you have to wonder, opening day 2020, what is Cam Newton? Is he? How do we know what we're getting if, this, let's say, Carolina chooses to go in another direction at quarterback? I don't know. I'm maybe in a minority here, but I think Carolina's going to hang on to him. And I don't think that Cam Newton would find a tremendous market. I think he'd get a job, and I think he'd get a starting job somewhere else. But I think the coaches who have coached him, while they don't dislike Cam Newton, they realize he's an acquired taste. He's a very strong-willed guy who was in the process of changing this year to becoming a more Norv Turner-programmed quarterback than he ever had been under any coordinator before. And in my opinion, I just think he's going to be one of those guys who people really are not going to be positive what they're going to be getting. And it honestly might be one of those things where any team that's interested in him will want to have a couple of long conversations with him before devoting a lot of resources to putting him on their team.
Might also want to ask, do you plan on wearing all those funny hats? He's a funny hat guy. Peter King here on 95.7 The Game.
A funny scarf guy, too.
Yeah, very interesting scarf
guy. He looks like Maude.
B. Arthur, kids, look it up. Peter, you mentioned that you were at Baltimore, New England. Fascinating game and result. What's the right takeaway?
Yeah, I wrote my column on Monday. I went back to the Patriots' 6 Super Bowl seasons. And now in every one of those seasons, every one, they had an absolutely embarrassing blowout loss. Nobody really remembers a lot of those things at the end of the year, but they lost to Tennessee last year 34-10. One of their best teams, clearly, in 2003, the opening game of that season, they lost to Buffalo 31-0. And so the one thing I would say is I will believe that the Patriots are not very good and are not going to play deep into the season when I see a New England game with them on the wrong side of the scoreboard and it being at all zeros on the scoreboard at the end of the fourth quarter. I just think Bill Belichick is more concerned with having his team ready to go playing great on January 5th than he is on November 5th. That isn't to say that he's trying to lose or anything like that, but the Patriots have always focused on the long game. So that's what I would say about New England, how I'm not that concerned about him. They really do not have a very good offense right now. Might be the worst one. If they make it to the Super Bowl this year, this might be the worst offense they've had. And last year was no treat either, but they did have Rob Gronkowski playing in his farewell season. But let's talk about Baltimore for a second. The thing that really, really impressed me is that the biggest play of this night, by far, nobody will think about it as the biggest play, but it was. Midway through the third quarter, the Ravens have had their lead narrowed to 24-20. The stadium, which had been an absolute AC/DC rock concert for 2 hours, I'm serious. It's, and I wrote it, it sounded like the Sistine Chapel. It was absolute silence. We're in the press box, and, you know, you want to be able to hear the quarterback call signals, but I'm telling you, we're behind glass in the press box, and I swear you could hear, you could hear Lamar Jackson calling signals at the line. But anyway, I say all that to say that the most important play of this game came on a 3rd-and-5 play midway through the third quarter with the Ravens narrowly hanging on to a narrow lead. And what happened was Lamar Jackson faced a 6-man rush, faced a heavy blitz with zero coverage. The Patriots said, all right, kid, 22-year-old runner, beat us. And Lamar Jackson threw a beautiful corner route under heavy pressure to Mark Andrews, his tight end, caught it, first down. They go on to score to go up 30-20, and the Patriots, you know, don't piss a drop the rest of the way. Sorry to use the word piss on the air. But what I saw in that game was a team that doesn't have to rely on Lamar Jackson's legs to win. It's a team that can rely on Lamar Jackson making the play that's required at that moment to win.
Awesome stuff. Peter, thank you very, very much, man. Great to talk to you as always, and we'll do it again next week. Thank you.
Sounds good, guys, and thanks for being flexible this week.
No problem. Peter King, a little earlier today. I had a family commitment tonight, so we had to move him on up.
Peter's potty mouth made my backpack fall off the chair.
It really did. I thought we were clutching our pearls.
I don't know that I can look at him the same way again.
Really? I didn't know that he was going to work so blue here on the show today.
Or that's a new metric, the amount of urine you produce during a game.
Urine factor.
Yeah. UF.
888-957-9570 is the number. We are 40 minutes. Yeah, it feels like 40 minutes away from playing a name game. We moved that up because we've got a short show tomorrow with the Warriors in Houston and what felt like a game that was going to be walking into an execution about a week ago. Well, you got to feel a little bit better about it now, thanks to Eric Paschal leading the Warriors to a win last night. Now, beating the Blazers at home is not quite going out on the road to face the Rockets.
Except,
we'll see what we got tomorrow night. So it's going to be fun. There's certainly more of a reason to watch now than before. It's amazing what a little effort can do. We're going to take a look at that effort. We're also going to, we love timelines here on the show. Depending on where you want to start your timeline, man, John Lynch is really good at this GM thing. You want to say it's called Kyle Shanahan? Fine. Man, Kyle Shanahan's really good on this thing. Depends on where you want to start your timeline. We're going to come on back and start the segment with that next